Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are tuned in to On the Air, Empowered Communications with Dr. Pat Allen. We want to thank the Want Institute for bringing us here with you each and every week. We love it. We really enjoy it. I want to talk briefly about the Monday night show and about the Wednesday night show for July. So Monday is July 3rd, and we are in fact going to be at the Marriott doing our show. And we will also be at the Community Center Wednesday, July 5th. If you need any information about that, addresses or the like, you can go to www.drpatallen.com and make sure you check our Facebook page, because there you will find our special for the month of July, which we're really, really super excited about. And it's a download, instant access, and it is going to be related to what we're talking about tonight. And we're going to talk about Dr. Pat Allen's incredible work with the Want Training. So, Dr. Allen, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm happy to be here.
Wonderful. So, Dr. Allen, we have a special for July, and it has to do with your work in the Want Training, and you have an upcoming Want Training class. I want to know some things about the Want Training, like how did you come up with it?
Well, I am a certified transactional analyst. Eric Byrne took Sigmund Freud and cut him down to simple. Instead of the big complicated words, he changed the words so that an 8-year-old could understand it. And I took that and I started building with it the tools that I use: how to be respectful, how to be cherishing, how to be a man, how to be a woman. And what ended up was my doctoral dissertation, which I got from Boulder State University under the supervision of William Charles Harper, who was the head of the Reading Communications Center in the university and also an ordained minister in New Thought Church, and also a very supportive man who got the license of marriage, family, child therapy into legal publication. And I am 6,800 and number 1 trans in marriage, family, child therapy. So I have been studying. He wrote a book and it's called Prayer Can Change Your Life. Now, prayers are made of words, and that's where I got fascinated. My doctoral work has been androgynous. Men have yang bodies and yin souls. Women have yin bodies and yang souls. Semantic, not linguistic, semantic. The manipulation of words to affect the quantum physics, the yin-yang of every human being. And from that point on, I distilled that work into a number of books. Conversational Rape.
I love that book. Conversational Rape is amazing.
It is amazing. And it was written immediately after, in 1981. It was written as a summary statement for my doctoral dissertation. And the Conversational Rape book has been upgraded. It's in its third edition upgrade. And so it's also included in my latest book, which is It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe. They're
yes.
in charge of things, and we're in charge of love. And so with that in mind, I love what the Dalai Lama said recently. People were created to love one another, and they were created to use things. But in our chaotic world, we're starting to love things and use people.
Yes, that is true. Dr. Allen, pick your favorite tool from the WANT training. What's your very favorite one?
My very favorite one is the second one. The first one is definitive. The second one is get permission, make an appointment. If you're a person who wants to be cherished, before you teach, preach, bitch, moan, or question, make an appointment with the person you're about to educate. If you want to be respected, then make an appointment to teach, to bitch, moan, teach, preach, and question the person you're speaking with. That causes an imago and an amigo switch. I have one massive tool that is amigo talk, where you switch roles. I believe that we each have a decision when we speak to speak respectfully or in a cherishing way, not chaotically. You can't drive on the left side of the yellow line in America, but you better drive on the left side in England. You can't drive on the right side in England, but you better drive on the left one. You understand that? So,
I got it. So, Dr. Allen, this class is work. I mean, you really do some work in this class. You really, you know, lay it out.
What you're doing is rewiring your Broca. What's the Broca? It was named after Philip Paul Broca, French surgeon, who found that a man who had blown a rod to his skull didn't kill him, but he couldn't use language. And Norman Doidge wrote a book recently called The Brain That Changes Itself. And he had a father that had a massive heart attack that rebuilt his nervous system so that when they did an autopsy, they found the dead parts of his heart and they found the regenerative parts of his heart. So I am regenerating a healthy way of communicating that gives respect and cherishing. But you have to know what you are and what you want. If you want to be respected and cherished equally, you're a narcissist, and anybody around you is in danger.
Yes, so this class, you really work on that, finding out who you are and what your energy is.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Wonderful. I want to also tell everybody, if you're interested in this class, I highly recommend it. It's a wonderful class. Go to www.wantistore.com and you can find all kinds of information, and I believe you can even sign up. Now, I want you guys to remember, these classes are very intimate. We're only allowing 6 people per class because Dr. Allen works really effectively and closely with everybody in the class. So very limited space. If you want to do it, it's coming up. Check it out. Now, Dr. Allen, are you ready for calls?
Absolutely.
All right, great. Let me tell the switchboard we are ready for calls. Oh, my gosh. My switchboard guy is awesome. Thank you. We've got a call coming in right now. That means he's listening. Hi, switchboard.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hey, how are you? Actually, just a quick question about what you just said. Which is the class and seminar were you referring to? Because I know she has quite a few.
The WANT training seminar is going to be in Newport Beach.
Well, it's going to be
called the WANT training.
And maybe she wants to know the date. Here's the date for the WANT training. The WANT training class will be August 28th and September 23rd.
Which is August a lucky 20? Day. Yes, and September
what? Oh, okay. So you have to take them both or just one? And that's just the two different options.
One is, why would you take both? Both of them are, they're both identical.
Okay, that's what I want to know.
They're just two situations of the same subject.
Okay. Makes sense. I just wanted to clarify that. Well, hello, and I have a question.
Great.
You recommended picking like three top things for the mate. I'm trying to do that and I'm having trouble doing that. So I was wondering, do you have a recommendation around, in order to narrow down where the focus should be? Obviously, I'm a recovering man.
The focus for what? Wait a minute. What are you speaking of?
Well, of course, I go to like tall or something because I like tall guys. I don't like.
Oh, okay. I think.
So I don't want to go that route if that's not, you know.
Okay, so you're
asking of me.
All right, Dr. Allen, she's asking, like, what characteristics she should look for in a man. What should be her top three? In other words...
Well, no, she doesn't have to tell me my top three. I'm saying, the types of qualities.
Right.
There's a wonderful book called The Five Languages of Love. Have you ever heard that?
I'm reading that. Yes, I'm reading it, actually, right now.
Well, darling, right there is telling you, do you like to be touched? Do you like to receive gifts? Do you like to be told you're doing a good job? See, you've got to score up your decision. Do you want a physical? Do you want to get laid or paid? Harvard did a big study.
I want to get paid.
You want to get paid? Then you better keep your booty in shape, because men tip with their eyes and their hands. Got it?
Mm-hmm. I'm not worried about that. But.
So then the question would then be, what is important to you in a man? Does he need to have money? Does he need to be honest and moral? What are those? What quality in a man? What would be your, who would your Prince Charming
be? I'm going to break in here. Turns you off in a man? Women get what they want by knowing what they don't want. What is it you don't want in a man? Not what you want. That's a masculine way of doing it.
You just said there was like a top three characteristic. But I don't want someone who's not committable. That's the definite.
All right. So you want
but I don't want them.
You know what my motto is? The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else are the commitments you're willing to make and keep. If a person can't keep a commitment, they can't love you, and they can't be monogamous, and they can't be continuous, and they can't be long-term either.
Yeah. I know men who are very good at keeping their commitments of showing up and doing things that were extremely non-committable otherwise. I agree with that.
They're not interested in marrying or mating. See, marriage and mating are the same thing. One has a legal document and one doesn't. I just did a radio TV show for Sweden because people don't marry in Sweden anymore. They just make contracts, which is fine. That's called mating. But when it comes down to raising kids raised in families that are mating have... each kid has a different set of parents. It's chaotic. In other words, chaos goes to complexity goes to networking. So marriage is a networking, organized social gimmick for making marriage work. But a lot of people in our country, even America, don't want to marry. They want to be free, to be narcissistic, to have multiple lovers, to have it wide open. And you better like that too, or you're not compatible. Chemistry is chemistry. I can't give you chemistry. Compatibility is basically when you fit in each other's life. And communication is when you negotiate, not intimidate or seduce. So if you know what you don't want, you'll get what you want.
So you recommend the top three list of things I don't want then, as opposed to do.
Top three is what you don't want. I don't want to marry a non-Christian man. I don't want to have a different culture. I want my culture. I want him to be Christian or Jewish or Muslim or whatever. You've got to figure out, if you know what you don't want, you'll automatically find out what you want. If a man finds out what he wants, remember, Harvard did the study and they found 2/3 of men want to be mated and married for sensual and sexual stability. 1/3 of men want to be mated and married for status and financial security. They want sugar mama. 2/3 of women want to be status and security, money. 1/3 of women want sensual and sexual security. Those are called cougars. And you said you wanted to be paid, so I want you to run the sex show so that you don't give away the store and be a free wife. Because men don't make or marry free wives. They just add mistresses and playmates and onward. You understand?
Yeah.
I know what you don't want.
Okay. I have just one other question I wanted to ask.
Well, do we have somebody else, or shall we take your question?
We have other calls, Dr. Allen.
Yeah.
Okay. No worries.
Bye. Back.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Definitely interesting concepts of back like the 50s. Caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, I do. Dr. Pat, it's such an honor to talk to you. So my question is, can men do the bait and switch for the entire 8 weeks? Yeah, because there's a man who's been seeing me for about 3.5 months, and things seem to be going great, and he had done the bait and switch before, where, like, we made plans, and then I just wouldn't hear from him.
Leave me a message, and I'll call you back.
Yeah, he pulled back. He's passive aggressive on you.
Yes, so, but then, like, 2 days later, he'd call and be like, oh, I'm sorry, I was busy, da-da-da-da-da.
I want you to know, men, when they mate and marry, take on responsibility. And I've got news for you. So many women give them free wives and free girlfriends that they find out that they can get laid without being responsible. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, ladies out there, we run the spiritual world. We have the biggest word in the universe, and it's called no. No, I'm not going to have casual sex. No, I'm not going to do this or that or whatever else. If you want me, you've got to do it so that I'm comfortable.
And I said that, like, every time we went out, you know, of course he asked to have sex, and I gave him the rundown that I need to be in a monogamous relationship, long-term, marriage-minded, and he...
I love hearing it.
And he said, the night that I actually, like, the last time I said that to him, he was like, you know, I would love to say, let's be in a relationship, but let's wait and have that discussion once when we're both sober, because we had gone out for the night. And I said, awesome, let's talk about it later. Well, he never brought it up again. And then the last time that I saw him, I had gone and played bingo.
Did he ask you out?
He did, yeah. We've been going out regularly for about...
Do you understand that each time they leave you and you put up this expensive price tag, it's like they go down to see a Jaguar and they find out it's the blah, blah, blah money. They go, oh, I can't afford that. They go home. And then they go, oh, what I want is Jaguar. So when we say no, we're setting the value of our spiritual self. And I've got news for you. What?
tell me if I disrespected him then, because I went and played a bingo game and I won the big jackpot, which was $500. So I was talking to him about, I know, right? I was talking to him about it. And I said, hey, that sushi place I had talked about before, I'd really like to go. Do you want to go? And it would be my treat since I, you know, won this. And if we could just say it's your birthday dinner. And he was like, yeah that'd be awesome. Good. So, you know, 2 days before, he's like, oh, I can't wait to see you. It's going to be so much fun. And then the day of, I go to pick him up. And he just kind of seemed standoffish in a way. And he said he had been tossing and turning all night long. And he was just really tired. Why?
Men can't fall in love.
Your recording has reached the maximum length. To replay your message, press 1.
Sorry.
To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To send a fax, press 6. To cancel this message, press *. To send this message now, press # or hang up. Message canceled.
I'm sorry.
Thank you for using T-Mobile voicemail. Goodbye.
Are you there?
What is that?
I'm sorry. I don't know what my phone is, like, acting weird. But okay. It should be gone now.
What?
I'm sorry.
It's fine. The truth of the matter is, now hear me carefully.
Yes.
Men, not boys, men cannot fall in love when they receive. It reminds them of mama.
Okay.
So what I want you to understand is men beg for sex they know they shouldn't get.
Mm-hmm.
But they beg for it. But the truth of the matter is, when you give them sex, intercourse, not kissing and hugging and whatever, intercourse, the God moment. You know why I call it the God moment? It's when an egg and a sperm come together and create another human being. That's a God moment. So that man has already started to fall in love with the virtuous side of you. And because of that, when you became a mama, it turned him off.
Okay. Should I have... Oh, okay. Well, after that, completely disappeared.
I want to tell you something.
Yes.
When they go back, when they date and switch and they leave the area, we give them the 8 weeks because he wrestles and ruminates to decide whether he wants to explore you some more. Even though he's going to beg you for intercourse again, and he still knows he's not supposed to get it, but he's going to see if he can haggle it, but you don't give it. Men can't marry vaginas. They only marry virtue. They play with vaginas.
I'm like suffering though, because I think this is the first time I've actually had to wait the 8 weeks, you know, in your program and actually experience.
You know
it's week number 5.
Program, dear. Wait a minute. I am not the 8 week program setter. I read in Maxwell Maltz's book, Psychocybernetics in the 60s, that rumination was a process, like babies take 36 weeks to gestate, that rumination, feel things, it takes human beings, they got to be sober, but it takes human beings 8 weeks to come to a resolution about a significant dilemma. Now, the problem here is women instinctively want what they want now. I'm afraid I'll lose him. I've got to give him intercourse. I've got to nurse him. I've got to feed him. And you know what they're doing? Inadvertently, exactly the wrong physical thing. All he wants is sex. You know what? All he wants at the beginning is sex. After he's done sexing, he's going to want to make love to a woman that he adores because she's virtuous. Because when a man is lucky enough to have a virtuous woman, he is guaranteed a longer and a better life. That's been proven. Men need to be mated and married when they're older more than we do. You've got it.
Okay. Yes. So he's got, this is week five. And I've
got 3 weeks to go. Let's
I know.
Go. And you better call us back and tell us when he calls. Because they very often come back at the hour, 5 after 10, you know, on the,
uh-huh.
on the, it's so magical. It's awesome.
Okay. I'll wait it out. Thank you. I'll call back.
Good. Good.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, caller.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right.
So,
we have another call coming in.
Let's go for it. I'm feeling like a tiger.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, you're on
Hello.
The air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. So about a month ago, I bumped into a New York guy that I knew 5 years ago. And I did call you, Pat, regarding him a few weeks ago.
And what did I
saw
say?
Him. It was about him telling me about like some issues, and you told me what to tell him. It was resolved. That week he was here for Memorial Day weekend. We almost went out almost every day, and he didn't have a car. I went and I picked him up, and he would ask me out. The last day I felt like a disconnect. And then after he left to go to New York, I haven't heard from him.
How long?
So it was like
how long?
It's been 4 weeks.
You got 4 weeks to go.
Okay, next week it's his birthday. Can I text him?
You send him a ritual birthday message. Not a, I miss you, I want you back. No. You say, happy birthday. You understand?
Okay, how do I know it's his birthday? There's no way I would know unless, because he told me, like, he's going to think that I remembered all this time it was his birthday.
Well, why wouldn't you remember? He's important to you.
Okay.
What did you find out about his birthday?
He told me when he was here.
Well, then, I want you, why would you not mind? Why would you mind him knowing that you remembered him?
Okay. I thought that would be chasing him and.
No, dear. Chasing him is happy birthday. I miss you. Come back. Don't do that.
Okay.
Are you
okay? That was my
woman.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Then he'll be back because we're precious, precious people.
So do you think, my other question is, do you think he was turned off by me seeing him, like every time he asked to see me, and like he didn't have a car here, so I had to go pick him up?
No, he didn't get turned off. He was embarrassed at his lack of adequacy. It was a personal inside problem if he was embarrassed because he wasn't a better man than you were. That's his problem.
Yeah, he even said it, oh, my friend wanted me to borrow his car. I could have, but he didn't feel comfortable borrowing his car.
No, you don't buy his car unless you want to buy his car. Did he have a car you wanted to buy?
No, borrow his friend's car to come pick me up.
He wanted to borrow your car, you wanted to borrow his car?
No. His friend offered him to borrow his friend's car, but he did not feel comfortable borrowing his friend's car to come pick me up.
I understand that because he was embarrassed he didn't have a car.
Mm-hmm.
Men need to feel respectable. Women need to feel cherishable. When women try to be respectable, they often turn men off who are men, but they turn boys on up the wall. Your man is dueling within himself about whether he's a man or a boy.
Okay. And I have one more question. The last day when
Kelly, do you want to go on or do you want to take her question?
You can go ahead and take her question, Dr. Allen.
All
as
right.
long as it's a quick one, ma'am.
Yes, quick one. You know, the last day when we were saying bye, he asked me, when are you coming to New York? I said, I'll come. And he said, he'll miss me. He's like, I'll miss you. And instead of me saying, like, I'll miss you too, I said, mean what you, like, mean it. When you say you miss me, mean it. And I said, oh, of course, I'm missable. Like, I kind of was, like, doubting. So what do you think he thought of me saying, like, do you think he thought, like, I'm calling him a liar?
Well, did you say to him, mean it if you say it?
Yes.
Did you make an appointment to say that to him because you were teaching him something?
No, I did not.
Then you put a little black star behind your name.
Mm-hmm. So do you think that's why he didn't call?
It might be a reason he's slowing down. You've got 4 weeks. I'm not going to buy your garbage about he's gone. He's not gone till he's gone 8 weeks in my world.
Thanks, caller.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Sometimes I think it's difficult for them to understand that we can't really predict, can we, Dr. Allen? That's why that 8 weeks is there.
God put the 8 weeks there. It's a scientific situation. We take 8 weeks to ruminate a decision. So,
well, and how? Oh, we've got a call coming in. Hi, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Oh, you know what? I just spoke to you earlier, and you called me back.
Oh, okay. Well, did you have a... Are you the one that had a question?
No, actually, I do have one more question. Do I need to apologize to him about the sushi night? If he does call back, do I need to apologize or make amends for paying for the sushi dinner?
No, dear. Here's what I want to give you for information. You are not going, you're not boyfriend, girlfriend, right?
Right.
You are in a courtship period where he is chasing you.
Yes.
When you offered to give back to him, it was like you were acting as if you were already boyfriend, girlfriend. Listen to this carefully, all of you people out there. The first phase of a relationship is courtship. That's where one person is chasing another person. I want to go to dinner, here's a rose, here's a flower, here's whatever. But one person gives, one person receives and appreciates. Then he says, I want you to stop dating other men. Will you stop? And you say, yes, I will, or no, I won't. Then you're starting a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship. And then 2-1, he takes you out twice. You cook a meal once. He buys the tickets for the theater. You buy the popcorn.
Okay.
Got it?
Got it. Thank you.
Good.
Thanks, caller.
Courtship is different than dating. Dating is different than engagement. Each phase has its assets and its pains and its problems.
No, I definitely understand that. It looks like we've got another call coming in.
Good, 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 good.
All right. Caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Hi, Dr. Pat. It's Michelle calling from Toronto.
Oh, good.
We've spoken before in some private sessions.
Yeah,
about my relationship with a gentleman that I've been in a relationship for 8 years. And we're monogamous.
Wait a minute. Were you monogamous, continuous? Because you were long term.
Yes. Except for one thing.
You were naked.
He lives in his own place and I live in my own place.
But that doesn't matter. People, Albert and Bergie live on two floors of a castle.
So we're mated.
You're mated. 8 years, monogamous, continuous, long-term. That's mating.
Yes. So we're mated.
In Colorado, if you did that and then you split up, one of you could sue the other one for divorce and get paid.
Okay. So this is my dilemma, though. He's passive aggressive. He's passive aggressive.
I understand that his mother was very controlling, and he found that he could say, yes, Mom, and then not do it. There's a wonderful book by Scott, I want to advertise. Scott Wetzler, W-E-T-Z-L-E-R, wrote a wonderful book, and it's called Living with a Passive Aggressive Man.
I just finished reading it.
And did you get something out of it?
I did. I really did get a lot out of it. And one of the things that I...
Do you know what to do? Do you know what Pat Allen says? Don't ask for anything. If you want
you see?
To go to... What?
And you know what I did? Actually, a few weeks ago, I did... I asked him for permission about something that he promised me that he was going to call me the week after. So we had gone out and he says, I'll call you next week. And then that week he never called me. So when I saw him the following week, I asked him for permission to ask him about something that was kind of bothering me. And
you
I think
you
and I had the conversation.
I don't like the word permission. I want appointment.
Okay. So I said, you know, you have every right not to call me when you say you were going to call me.
But I feel uncomfortable.
Right. So I said to him, but it makes me feel uncomfortable. So I said that.
And what did he say?
He said, you're absolutely right. And he apologized.
Good.
But what was really funny that night when he left me, he did not say, I'll call you next week. He didn't say anything.
You know what? I think that's perfectly fine. He didn't lead you to believe that he was making an agreement. He may not make many agreements until he's used to not seeing you.
Okay.
When you have a passive-aggressive man, and remember, women have masculine souls. We're all masculine. We're all feminine. Be sure you read the book, The Yin and Yang Way of Life by Dr. Kim and Dr. Lee.
Okay.
When you're with a passive-aggressive man, the only way to deal with them is, I'm going to go to the show, and if you want to join me, I'm going to leave at 5:30. You don't say, I want you to go to the show with me, because they say yes, and then they don't do it. What he's doing right now is, he is not asking for what he wants, but he's waiting for you to come after him, and I don't want you to do it. He's got 8 weeks between every contact.
And it's funny because he's been calling, he's almost on this pattern right now over the last few weeks. He's on a pattern of every 2 weeks. I want more than once every 2 weeks.
Hey. You want more, better, and different. Love, affection, time, and sex. I guarantee you won't get as much. You want, and want is a man's word, and it's a four-letter word.
So what do I do to get him, I'm not trying to get him. What do I do to get more time? I don't know how else to express it.
You go entertain yourself. Go dancing. The worst thing you can do to a man is not be upset. Have you ever noticed when you're not chemically attracted to a man and he stands you up or he does this, you don't care? And they never go away. Do you know why? Because men need to chase what they want. And women need to say yes or no. Get it? He has been raised to say yes and then not do it. So what he's done in this last event is he didn't con you by asking for something that he knew he wasn't going to give you. So I say he gets a point for positive.
So I just be patient?
Yes, you be passive, patient, and vulnerable. You know what it is to be like passive-aggressive? He's sitting on the couch, and he's promised to go to the movies with you, and then he doesn't do it. And you say, fine, and you go to the movies. And then he's sitting there by himself. He wanted you to be upset. He wanted you to beg. He wanted to break you of your mama power.
Okay.
I don't want you to be mama.
So that most recent...
Hey. When he's married to his mom, by Adam, new book.
What's it called?
When he's married to his mom.
Okay.
I'm looking. When he's married to his mom, by Adam.
Okay.
Okay?
But the
okay. book that I've written, and it's called The Truth About Men Will Set You Free, but first it will piss you off.
I know I have it.
Good.
I have it. Okay.
There's a book that people don't really remember.
What's that?
Staying Married and Loving It by me. Staying Married and Loving It.
You know what? I'm having a hard time finding that one.
It's not in the stores here. It's in Amazon.
Okay.
It's not in the stores. People want to get married. They just don't want to stay married.
No, I want to stay married.
Well, then read my book, Staying Married and Loving It. It's on Amazon.
I will find it.
I know you will.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate your feedback.
I appreciate your phone call.
Thank you, caller.
We'll talk soon. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, let's see if we've got another one coming in here. And we do. Here we go. Got another caller on the line for you, Dr. Allen, in about 10 seconds.
Thank you.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Sure. I was on before. I guess just call me back again, but I do have another question if you don't mind.
That's okay. Go for it.
Okay, when is it too long to be dating someone you're chemically attracted to without him asking you for a commitment? And your duty dating. Excuse me, your duty dating, but this person you're chemically attracted to.
Wait a minute. You're duty dating a person you're not chemically, and you are having sex, or you're not having sex, intercourse?
No, not having sex. No, definitely not.
Well, then what are you asking? If you're not having sex, you're
if you're chemically attracted...
Right?
Well, you met him. I was duty dating. I met someone. I am chemically attracted to him. So I guess it evolved from duty dating.
Does he ask you to have intercourse?
No. Mm-mm.
Well, if he doesn't ask, he just wants you as a friend.
Well, we do other things, but it hasn't been so long, but I'm just asking you what would be a threshold.
Hey, do you play with him sexually? Hugging, kissing?
I'm sorry?
Do you play with
him
sexually? Does he go down on you and do you give him hand jobs?
No, we haven't gotten there yet. Mm-mm.
All right, then you're just friends, affectionate friends. What's the problem?
Well, no, we've done other things. That's not all there is to
what
do.
What have you done?
There.
Has he gone down
on you? He's done other things to me down there, I could say.
Fingers?
I'm
Instruments.
Sorry, yes.
You're into toys. What's wrong with toys? I don't care what goes in there except penises. Do you understand when a penis goes in your mouth, blowjobs are intercourse.
Whenever I've not done that. No.
But
I'm saying he's done other things to me.
I know that.
Okay.
But it hasn't included putting things in your body.
Yes, fingers, anything else.
What's wrong? I don't care about fingers. I don't care about fingers. I want every woman out there to tell me if it isn't significant when a man, not in raping, puts his penis in your mouth, anus, or vagina. That's a big moment. And I'm calling the vaginal sex one the God moment, because that's when we create other people. That's the creative moment. And we, our bodies, know. I had a woman call me and she said, my husband is not ejaculating in me anymore. And I said, did he get a hard on? Yeah. I said, is he on Viagra or something? No. Have you been disrespectful to him? Because seminal retention is a sign, and it's in my book, it's a sign of retaining his sperm cells so he doesn't create a baby with you. You got it?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hearing that your sexual friends and your playing doctor, so enjoy. I only care about oral, anal, and vaginal intercourse.
So just let it keep going, so whenever? Because at some point...
Do you want to have his penis in your body?
I would like to have a relationship. I want to have a relationship with him, but...
Well, he hasn't asked to put it in. What are you going to say? Hey, man, stick your dick in my body because I want a relationship.
No. Oh, wow. I feel like this is being... I didn't mean it like that. I just meant how long to just...
I heard it that way.
I guess I could say.
This is what prostitutes do. This is what... What?
I didn't say anything. I think there's a bad connection.
No, there isn't. Do you know that you want to be the man and you want his dick in your body? Do you know that? You want to get laid.
No.
Paid.
I don't want to be the man.
Well, then don't ask for penile insertion. Wait till he asks and tell him what you need. I need morality. I need monogamy, continuity, and longevity. Are you aiming towards marriage or mating?
Okay.
Are you aiming towards marriage or mating?
Oh, I'm aiming towards marriage.
You want marriage?
Yeah. But it's just... Yeah.
Wait a minute. You're wanting intercourse, and that's the masculine goal.
No, I don't want intercourse, Dr. Allen. I really don't.
Well, then what are you asking of me? Are you telling me he won't stick anything but his fingers in your vagina? What's wrong with that?
I was asking when is too long to keep dating someone if there's never any movement or momentum happening. That's what I'm trying to say.
What you're saying is you want him to make a sexual intercourse move on you so you could tell him how to marry you. I don't think he wants to marry you, dear.
Oh, no. We're not even in a relationship, Dr. Allen. But no, I think I really put this question wrong. So maybe that's the problem here. I don't want him to ask me for sexual intercourse at all.
Then what are you asking me? Because he's doing fine for a friend.
I guess I didn't give you enough context. He was much more attentive in the beginning. Now he's like once a week, if that. I hear from him. He always shows up late.
You know why? Because you haven't given yourself to him, and he doesn't want to ask because he doesn't want to be responsible.
Okay. That makes sense to me. Okay. But I'm not going to do that. That's not in the plan.
Okay. So. Then tell him. You obviously, I want to see, make an appointment. I want to talk to you. You know what? I know that you want to be my sexual friend, but I'm looking for a relationship that is sexual, financial, legal, marriage. Are you interested in building a relationship of that kind with me or not?
Okay, that's perfect. That's more along the lines of what I was asking.
Then please do that. Make an appointment and ask. But don't be surprised if he says, no, I'm not ready for a serious relationship. Because men get responsible when they have intercourse and get married. And women get vulnerable and lose a lot of identity right when they marry.
If I'm just getting bored with him,
can I just stop communicating with him? Because that's kind of more where I'm leaning.
Are you chasing him or is he chasing you?
No. I have never called him. He pays for everything.
Okay. Oh, no. So I'm asking you to clarify his goals for your relationship because you're not satisfied with what you're getting or not getting.
Okay.
You want intercourse.
Okay, I have to interrupt. Okay. I'm sorry. We're out of time.
Sorry. Okay, thank you. Have a
good night.
Thanks, caller. Welcome.
Dr. Allen, real quick before we go, what have you got to say?
The only way to know you love yourself or anybody else is by the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
Great. All right, everybody, www.drpatallen.com. Follow us on Facebook, sign up for our newsletter, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.